T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on K-Frog.
We got some mother-in-law drama today. Ashley, not her real name, slipped into our DMs, and this is what she has to say, so let's help her out. DM Dilemma. My husband's work is honoring him and having a special ceremony for him. It's supposed to be a secret from him. I found out from his mother that she was asked 6 months ago by the secretary to submit photos of him. All the information that I received was from his mother, not his work. Am I wrong for feeling hurt that I just now found out about this? I am his wife, and I would have loved to be part of this.
Oh, I think she's 100% justified in feeling hurt by this, but I wonder, what is the relationship between her and the secretary? But for the secretary not to have reached out to the wife?
Wait. What are you getting at here?
No, I'm saying that seems weird. I mean, if they're married and this is his secretary, she works that close with him, you would think that the secretary would know he has a wife.
Do you think the secretary's jealous?
I don't know.
Is that what you're implying?
I don't know. I just think that's very strange, because usually if you have a secretary, you work very close to each other. You would know that aspect of the relationship. So for the secretary not to reach out to the wife, I think is strange.
This is not an angle I thought you were going to take, but it has me curious. Like, she was responsible for organizing this because he doesn't know about it, and she reached out to the mother deliberately. We have to find out why, right? Was it just the information she had available? Was it something that naive, or was it more to it? Was it manipulative?
I don't know, and that's where something about this rubs me the wrong way. I think as the wife, I would then reach out to the secretary and be like, hey, heard from my mother-in-law that my husband is getting an award. I would love to be a part of this.
Yeah, it's completely unfair what's happened to her. And this is something she has to get to the bottom of now, because this can eat you alive, the unknown.
Well, and the worst part of it is she can't say anything to her husband.
No.
Because the husband doesn't know. It's a surprise. It could be as simple as something. Maybe it's a new secretary and he's never changed his emergency contact from before they got married. Maybe his mother's the one that's listed. But again, if you have that working relationship, you would think at some point, you know, I have a wife.
It still doesn't seem like you reach out to the emergency contact, though. Maybe I'm wrong. You're like, who's the wife? You get her information. That's what the secretary should do.
But here's the thing. She also can't ask her boss because, again, it's a surprise. So I get where she's hurt, but I'm wondering why. So, okay, if you're in this situation, if you're Ashley, not her real name, what do you do? I'm reaching out to the secretary directly and being like, here, let me help.
Okay, what do you think? 888-431-3764. Let's help Ashley out. She's in a real predicament right now.
Is it something scandalous or is it just a paperwork issue? We're not quite sure with today's DM dilemma. We have a woman, we're calling her Ashley, not her real name, who sent us a DM about her husband getting a surprise award at work, but the secretary reached out to his mother and not the wife. And she's a little hurt by this.
I don't blame her for being hurt. It would upset me as well. So we've got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like we have Kimberly from Mira Loma who's calling. What do you think about the DM dilemma?
From my standpoint as a secretary, I would say she needs to call and ask. I have one person. Technically, I am the secretary too. I have 7 people under her that I have to take care of and 400 people within our office that I cover. So all I have is the emergency contact information to look at. I don't know if all of those people are married, have spouses, mothers, what.
That's interesting to me. So you do go by the emergency contact when you're overwhelmed and you've got a lot to do.
Unless I specifically have had interaction with that person on a daily basis, yes.
And in your experience, how often do people actually update that? Could it be as simple as he hasn't updated it since they got married, that maybe his mom is still his emergency contact?
I would say yes. I'm guilty of that as well. I'm the secretary. I got married 3 years ago, and my daughter is still my emergency contact.
Okay, so maybe it's not something scandalous going on with a secretary. Maybe it just comes down to simple paperwork.
We hope so. The 951 here has a sort of another interesting opinion. Think about if you want photos of someone younger. You're not going to have them with your wife. Your parents are going to have them. I think that's why they reached out to the mother personally, is that she'll have photos of him when he was younger before he actually got married.
But here's the thing. Reaching out to the mother, unless she's actually listed on like his emergency contact, that wouldn't be your first go-to. And you probably wouldn't have that phone number as a secretary unless you were really close to your boss. And if you were close to your boss, you would know that he has a wife too. Why wouldn't you reach out to both of them?
That's the thing that doesn't make sense to me. It should be the wife, and the secretary is usually close to the boss. Right.
And the 909 says maybe it just boils down to she can't keep a secret because this is a surprise award. So maybe the secretary hasn't said anything to her because she's scared that she's going to give it away. Or another one here from the 909, maybe the wife is included in this award too.
Do you think that's possible?
I don't know. I don't know what the award's for.
The wife has to reach out. She's got to get to the bottom of this. So this will eat her alive because it's not fair to her.
What do you think about the DM dilemma? What would you do if you were in Ashley's shoes? You can call or text us 888-431-3764.
Is there something really going on, or does Ashley have nothing to worry about and it's just in her head? Ashley's not her real name. DM dilemma today. Her husband's been honored. It's a surprise, and it's all gone through the mother-in-law. The mother of the husband, she's found out all the information. His company went and asked the mother for photos, and Ashley feels left out, doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, the secretary reached out directly to the mother-in-law, so she's feeling like, hey, why didn't I get the phone call? 909 says Ashley is just stressing over nothing. Maybe just keep this a secret. Be thankful that your husband is getting honored at this event. And when it happens, sit back and relax. We tend to overanalyze and overworry about things that aren't something that we need to.
True, but you want to know for sure you're stressing over nothing. Otherwise, it's always going to be in the back of your mind.
Well, I think Angela might have a different take on this. What do you think about the DM dilemma?
Well, I think the mother is to blame, too, because if they called you, and what is the mother's relationship with her son's wife? Because mom could have said, hey, you know, they're doing this for, say, his name is Sonny, and we have to give them pictures. So I think it's a combination of things, the secretary and the mother.
She's right. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, maybe the mom's trying to rub it in her face, like, oh, they reached out to me and not you.
Exactly. You know, so we have to look at what the relationship with her and her mother-in-law.
The mother could have easily deferred and said to the secretary, hey, here's his wife's number. Can you get the photos from her?
Exactly.
I didn't think of that, and that is a great point. Is that selfish by the mother? It's selfish, right, to not defer to the wife?
I mean, if she did it maliciously, then yes. I don't know. This all could just be a simple misunderstanding that he hasn't updated his emergency contact, and that's who the secretary reached out to. If I were Ashley, I would just go directly to the secretary and be like, hey, heard that, you know, hubby's getting an award. This is super cool. I know you reached out to my mother-in-law, but is there anything else that you need that I can help with?
That should be the first move. I agree.
But I get where she feels hurt. I think the 909, though, has another perspective that we didn't think about, because immediately I wanted to go a little scandalous, and I was like, maybe it's a little more simple than that. Mm-hmm. 909 says, we need to ask, is the secretary hotter than the wife? Because that could be the problem.
There it is. Problem solved.
Okay, we just turned scandalous again. Okay, normally we don't continue the DM dilemma into the 8 o'clock hour, but I feel like we need to because we have somebody holding right now who's claiming to be very close to the situation. And if you miss the DM dilemma, all has to do with a wife who slid into our DMs about her husband. He's getting honored at work. They're having a special ceremony. His secretary reached out to his mom to get pictures and things for it, didn't reach out to the wife, and she's feeling a little left out. She's feeling hurt.
Right, and she's been continuing to handle the last 6 months, the mother, not the wife.
Yeah, so she's wondering, you know, what does she do? Let's see who is holding. Good morning. Who's this?
I hate to say this. I'm the mother-in-law. I'm not the one. I'm the daughter's mom.
Oh, so you know our quote-unquote Ashley, not her real name.
Yes, I do.
All right, tell us your perspective.
This mother-in-law, I'm sorry, but she has caused problems even before they were married. He always wants his mom to be the number one person. Like, you know, she can do anything. She is just the queen. And my daughter has tried and tried and tried. She complies to everything. She does everything that they ask her to do. She's going over and above at all times. And I think it's wrong that the secretary called the mother-in-law.
Sorry, I'm still kind of stunned that we have you on the phone because you give so much insight to what's going on. Because a lot of people have questions going, wait, is it the relationship between the secretary and the wife? Or is it the relationship between the mother-in-law and the wife? Where's the disconnect?
You know, my daughter knows the secretary. They have a good relationship. And she's an older woman. She's not a young one. So someone said, well, it depends if she's good looking or not.
Yeah.
She's more of a motherly. She's like my age, you know?
We did have a secretary call us and say, at least in her profession, she legally can only reach out to his emergency contact. So if your son-in-law's emergency contact is still his mom, then that gives a little clarity as to why she could only reach out to her.
Yeah.
But then why the mother-in-law didn't reach out to your daughter.
Yeah. That's the part that bothers me.
So how long's your daughter been married?
And 6 months, 5 years.
And is this actually, is he taking his mother's side? Is this affecting the marriage? Is the marriage in jeopardy?
Oh, it's definitely affecting the marriage.
Okay, sounds like we have a whole other DM dilemma here.
This is a mother-in-law husband thing now. Whose side is he taking and why is he doing that and why won't he stick up for his wife?
Sounds like it could be a monster-in-law situation.
Jeez.
Okay, well, good luck, Ashley, on all of it.
We wish you well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.